Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Baseball's back, baby. Today's the day.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back, man. They start their 730-game schedule today. The Braves are playing an early game today. They're out in San Diego playing the Padres over, buddy, at 4 o'clock today. But it feels like it's been forever since we had baseball again.
So really, it's not opening day at Truist Park, but it's opening season.
Right.
For baseball. The Braves. Got it.
Right. So they play a couple of games against the Padres. Then immediately they play the Dodgers right after that. But baseball's back,
baby.
What a
way to start the year.
Yeah,
finally.
Baseball's back. All right, Abby. So tell us about this place in Atlanta. You definitely do not want to go.
Yeah, especially if you're on the dating apps, because you might just run into every man you've ever dated or you've ever matched with on Bumble or Hinge. So I feel like in every city, there is a bar that perfectly represents an age group, a phase of life in every city you go to. And I felt like for the last couple of years in Atlanta, Lady Bird has been that bar for like the 20 something crowd. I remember my first weekend in Atlanta, I had a date scheduled per usual. And that's where this guy took me. And I didn't know anything about Atlanta. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll show up to Lady Bird. Looks like a cool beer garden or whatever. I show up and it's like the spring game for UGA. So it was smashed. He showed up late and I had to hide in the bathroom until he came.
So for those of you guys that haven't been there, it's like this great outside deck bar right on the Beltline. And it really does seem to attract the most people on the Beltline. If you're on like one of those Bird scooters or something, you're like stopping there for a beer before you get back on your Bird scooter.
It's like a frat party every weekend. And it's a really, really good time. But my biggest complaint with Atlanta was I never knew like where the Lady Bird of the nighttime was supposed to be. Like I tried out Buckhead. Buckhead felt a little bit too young for me as somebody entering their late 20s. And I was trying to find like that niche. Like where do people go when the sun goes down and it's Saturday night, but you're not 23 years old and still figuring it out.
Didn't we say the Battery is sort of that place now?
Yeah, but it kind of depends on the weekend you go. Like sometimes it's hit or miss. The Battery for me, like on a Braves game day, absolutely. Like that's where the people are. But if it's not like a Braves game, sometimes it can be hit or miss in terms of like the fun.
I went on a like an off weekend and I noticed, granted, we were there earlier, like early evening. I can't speak on late evening, but it's a lot of families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny you're bringing this up today and I'm really dying to know what you're talking about. But I was at dinner last night with a dude in his 40s and we were talking about how Buckhead, back in the day, Buckhead was known all around the country. If you told people that you were from Atlanta or you were going to Atlanta, the first thing they said to you was, oh my God, you got to go to Buckhead. Or have you ever been to Buckhead? Because Buckhead back in the day used to be dive bar, dive bar, dive bar club. And it was like New Year's Eve every Friday and Saturday night there. And then the streets of Buckhead came in and it's much more high end now. And they've kind of moved the younger people over to Irby, but it has changed quite a bit. But I think it's left people like you, like, where do we go?
No, literally, I had no idea where to go until recently because everybody then wanted to take me to Virginia Highlands and Virginia Highlands still kind of feels young. But finally in Atlanta, we have a place where people in their late 20s and early 30s can go and have a fun time. time that feels rowdy enough to feel like you did something on your Saturday, but not too much to where I can't be in bed by 1 a.m. And it's this new bar called Painted Park. This is where everyone's going. Like, the Lady Bird to Painted Park pipeline is strong. It is the most fun I've had outside of the Battery in Atlanta. It is a consistent good time. It is always packed on Saturdays. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but you're always going to find people that you've seen on dating apps at the Painted Park. So I went out this weekend with my friend and we were with a big group of people and we're bopping around, and Painted Park is packed. I mean, like, there are people everywhere. And so you're bopping around, you're walking around doing the lap and you're trying to get attention. And all of a sudden, me and my friend are standing at the downstairs part of Painted Park, and she turns around and she looks at me and she goes, "Abby." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "I hooked up with that guy like last year, and he's standing right there and he's with another girl." And I'm standing there looking at her like, okay, like, are we, do we need to run? Like, what kind of situation is this?
Because you feel like Atlanta's too big for that.
It's too big for this. But like I'm saying, like, there's only like so many places you can go right. If you're in your late 20s. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody who's 28, 29, 30 is probably at Painted Park on a Saturday. And so we're standing there and I don't know what to do. I don't know if we need to like leave. She's kind of frozen up. And then all of a sudden he turns around and he comes and approaches us because I guess he had seen her walk into the bar, and he goes, "Blank," we'll call her Jesse, "you look great." And I'm standing there, I'm like, do I leave? Like, does she want this? I can't really tell. And so we had this very uncomfortable interaction. We go back upstairs. And so we go to the back part of the bar where there's, Painted Park has like three little rooms. There's the front room, there's the middle room where there's a bunch of stairs, and then there's a back room where there's another bar, and then another bar behind it. And so we're in that third space between the stairs and the bar. And we're in this group of guys because obviously we're out searching for attention. And I turn to the guy to my right and I'm like, oh my God, I know this guy. And I'm thinking, like, this is a guy I know from college, because it's pinged that part of your brain that goes, you look familiar. I know who you are. What's your name? Is it Grant? Is it Garrett? Is it Jason? Is it Jared? Like, it's one of these guys that I knew in college. And then all of a sudden, it hits me. I'm like, oh my God, I've matched with this guy like 7 times on an app. And here he is just standing next to me. We've talked several times on Hinge. We've never gone out on a date. And yet here he is just standing in front of me. And I'm standing here. I'm like, this is great for anybody who wants to finally get out and meet the people they've met on Bumble and Hinge. But I am off the apps. I have been dating apps sober for 31 days and I want absolutely nothing to do with it. So now every time I need to go out and have a good time, I've got to keep my head on a swivel for all these guys.
But do you not take that as a sign from the universe that you've had these conversations, nothing went anywhere, but now you see him in the flesh, that maybe you need to say something to him?
No, because we were in a mid-conversation. This was a guy that I had recognized. And I was like, oh, I had always wondered. I can't remember why we never went out, because we had had conversations for a little bit. But as I'm talking to him, I was like, I don't want to date you. You know what I mean? Like, it was almost like, I'm glad, because I remember seeing you on the app and we never went out for whatever reason. And as I'm talking to him, I'm like, yeah, I don't really think we're compatible. I don't really get that energy from him. Mm-hmm. And if it was going to happen, I feel like he would have said something like, hey, Abby, like, recognize you from the apps. Like, why don't we finally go out? And that didn't happen. So, yeah.
What part of town did you say this Painted something was in?
It's on the Beltline. So literally you can walk from Lady Bird to Painted Park. It's like a 5-10 minute walk.
Okay. I think you've mentioned this before on the show also, and maybe I'm out of touch here, but it feels to me like downtown Roswell and Alpharetta also, like, up until about 8:30, it seems more family oriented. But then after 8:30 or 9 o'clock, downtown Alpharetta goes off.
The nights that I've been out there, and to be fair, my friend pointed this out, because I was like, why aren't we going out in Alpharetta more? Like, we should be out on the streets of Alpharetta. And she goes, well, there's a very distinct time of year that you've gone out there, and that's the holidays, and that's when everybody's coming home to Alpharetta to go out to the bars. So to be fair, like, all the times I've gone out to Alpharetta, it's been like Blackout Wednesday. It's been Christmas when all the college kids are coming. So every time I've been out there, I'm like, why aren't we out here? Like, everyone's having a good time and it feels so young. But so that might be the reason why.
I've been out there on weekends, man, and again at 8:30 up until 8:30 families, but after that 9 o'clock, downtown Roswell also is another good one for like late 20s, early 30s. Try those.
God, the idea of going out at 9.
Nope. I'm out there by 7:30 a.m.
I gotta be in bed by 9.
Facts. Really, really quickly here, if you're checking out our videos this morning, you're gonna notice that Kristen has a billboard again on her forehead.
Yes. So I have rented space on my forehead for to raise money for Bert's big adventure. So if you watch any of the videos, you're now seeing that I have ADC builds on my forehead. That's Ajayi Design and Construction. They have actually donated $1,000 to Bert's big adventure for this prime real estate on my forehead today. So thank you very much to Gwen and Eli for their sponsorship of my forehead and donating to Bert's Big Adventure.
The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.